Do not attempt to adjust your programming.
Yeah.
You are now listening to B-Movies and Beyond.
Pew, pew. Pew, pew.
Pew, pew.
Pew, 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 pew.
Pew, 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 pew.
Welcome in, everyone, to B-Movies and Beyond, your movie review podcast.
Yay!
And tell everyone it needs to be their movie review podcast.
It should be. What we found out on my birthday party,
nobody
in the room listens to our podcast. Well, I listen to this murder podcast, and I listen to this crime spree podcast.
Yeah, apparently,
if we talk about murder, then maybe we'll have a different demographic.
Oh, yeah, my wife is very on board for that. She's like, let me know when you do that. I'll listen. And then we learn everyone else, they can only listen to one podcast, and that's it. They can't do two.
People have their preferred podcasts.
And I prefer Our Friends Are Dicks.
I mean, they won't hear it.
That's true. We can say whatever the fuck we want. You know, then I even think, like, maybe if we have them on, maybe they'll listen then. But I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not.
Because, I mean, I'm on here, and I don't listen.
Yeah,
I listen when I have really long trips.
And that's you should do. I mean, you know, I'd be fine if they're like, hey, I'm waiting for a trip. I would even like that from our friends compared to like, no, I'm listening to another podcast right now. But, you know, hey, listeners, I know you're the dedicated fans. Fuck our friends.
Yeah, they're dicks. You guys are not dicks.
Yeah, that's right. You guys listen and you enjoy and you get your movie reviews here.
Dude, these headphones are loud with the adjustment. I'm used to being the main control.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know.
Hey guys, welcome back. It's a good Wednesday.
It is a good Wednesday. Hello, Ryan. Hello, Evan.
Hello, Peter.
Thank you. Hi.
Did you bring my sonic balloons?
Oh, dude. I did not.
Did you bring them, but you rolled the windows down and they flew out?
No, yes. I started working on getting them all prepared last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to leave super early in the morning this morning and get kids places and get to Colorado Springs, and I forgot them.
You could just say that. You don't have to do the whole backstory.
Yeah, no, I want to backsplain it.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough.
I'll give that a 5 out of 7.
Oh, thank you. This is episode 263. It is January 12, 2022 when we're doing this recording.
How close are we to episode 269?
You can do math.
It's hard.
Nice.
Yeah, that close.
That close. We're that close.
Oh, man. What should we do for 269?
Pornos.
I already did my porno, and I got Peter in trouble at work.
We'll do real pornos.
Don't
it's gonna
do
be
that.
The shortest episode ever.
But we got a lot
I never finished this.
It's going to be a great episode. We're going to talk about what we're excited about for 2022, some new trailers, some news, and our reviews, like the likes of, John Wick, Supercop, and Black Friday.
You said this was going to be a spoiler-free episode. Oh, you're preparing the listeners.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll listen longer.
Yeah, stay tuned, guys.
Stay tuned.
Jeez.
Not our stupid friends.
Yeah, Ryan, you stay tuned as well, because I know sometimes you tune out.
That never happens.
We all tune out a little bit every once in a while.
Well, I got so distracted trying to find the next awesome sound on my phone that I just end up playing on my phone.
Yeah, that and finding new pictures.
Oh, yep. Yeah. And
the pictures are important.
They are important.
Mostly because it keeps them focused.
Yeah.
And not doing crazy stuff.
I mean, compared to what?
I don't know. I just don't want to open that door.
That's true. By the way, I had a lot of comments about the Spider-Women pictures that were posted on our Instagram. Mostly there was an issue where Spider-Woman was pregnant. And I go, I don't know. I just Googled it.
Because they want to know if it's true or not.
Yeah, and then
people like ask me too. It's like, well, she's a woman; she can get pregnant.
Yeah,
so why not? Like, there's been pregnant superhero right before.
I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, yeah. I mean, isn't the X-Men just nothing but sexual tension? Isn't that why?
Yeah, but if there's this sexual tension, doesn't mean they're actually doing it.
That's true. It gets ruined when they do it.
Yeah, it gets ruined when they do it. And.
But
wasn't it like a known fact that Spider-Man killed Mary Jane by busting a nut in her, and Superman would have just like cut Lois Lane in half?
Maybe. No.
Are you thinking of the Hancock deleted scenes?
Was that? That was one of those two, huh?
Yes. He shot his load through the trailer roof.
Oh, jeez. there is, though, there's a spider girl that's the offspring of Peter Parker, like, through Mary Jane. Like, they did it. Someone was pregnant.
In what multiverse?
Actually, Green Goblin created a clone and then made it Spider-Girl. I'm making this shit up. I don't fucking know.
There is a clone of Peter Parker.
Peter was like,
who is Ben Reilly. We don't need to go down this rabbit hole. They can. Yeah, we don't want to go down that spider hole.
I hate you and love you for that.
I just have one last question about pregnant Spider-Woman.
Okay.
Does she have millions and millions of little baby spiders, or does she have millions and millions of little babies?
Ooh, or like the baby spiders. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like human baby spiders.
Yeah, like when she bursts out
and then they eat her. Holy shit.
Maybe that's why superheroes don't get pregnant.
Maybe. Well, especially Spider-Woman.
Yeah. Could you imagine a Batwoman pregnant? All those bats coming out?
Her Iron Man. The Iron Woman
is a big chunk of iron.
Yeah.
Dunk-a-chunk.
And it transforms, I guess. I don't know. All right. Even though we're already doing questions, let's get into our real question.
What? How? Why? I have so many questions!
We already answered some, but we got another one.
I know, and this was brought to you by Peter.
It is brought to you by me. It is one that we didn't use from last week. I guess a little behind the scenes there. I didn't have to say that. But I want to know.
This was my question from last week.
Well, then say it.
You claimed it.
I copied and pasted it, so I'm claiming it. So what movie or series are you most excited for this year, 2022?
I mean, in honor of one of the best months ever, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, that's that one with Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
Why is it not this month?
I don't know.
I guess they didn't know when his birthday was.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, he has been doing.
He is a thespian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's been doing cinema way too long for someone not to be like, hey, we should release like 7 movies in January. That's what I want. So you want the Nick Cage movie, huh?
I do. I'm very excited for this.
Is it because of Space Mexicans in it?
No, it's because Nick Cage. Like, I love the premise of this movie. Like, this is so much fun. This is just going to be a great movie. I hope.
Fun butt.
You only
have... No buts.
Just fun.
Yes,
we'll see.
That's a first.
Once after he sees it, there
fingers
might be
crossed.
A butt. Yeah.
Is there any other actor that could potentially pull this off?
No.
You don't think Tom Cruise can? I don't think Tom Cruise can. Actually, I know he can't.
I think...
No.
I don't know.
I mean, yes, there could be, definitely. But just with Nick Cage's, like, massive talent, yeah, I don't think
so.
Is
that what he calls his dick?
I don't know. I've never met him.
That's what I'm going to call mine.
You know, I will... Like, this kind of reminds
massive
me of...
Massive talent.
Of, like, this is the end, you know, where all those, like, Seth Rogen and all those guys are playing, like, characters of themselves. Like,
yeah. I agree.
They can absolutely do this, but it's just more fun because it's Nicolas Cage, and hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
For me...
That's a good picture.
This is... there's so many good ones coming out, and it is hard for me to really choose, but I gotta say, because I think it's been dangling for so long, because...
Please be Massive Talent again.
No. It's been hanging upside down like a bat for so long.
Black Adam, yes.
Yep, that's it. You nailed it.
That's a good one.
The Batman. It's been so long. Because was that supposed to come out like in 2020?
I mean, I can't keep track anymore. But I feel like it was, yes.
I think so. It was like supposed to come out like in October of that year. And it's been delayed until... Now we're in 2022.
My question is, where are these films? Are they just locked up in a vault?
Yeah. It's always
Disney's got them.
Yeah, Disney. I need to release them. But I'm super, there's a lot of anticipation from me on the Batman. And that's where I'm going to put my pick. Even though I know after that, I'm going to go on to the next thing. But that's the next greatest thing or the next thing that I'm mostly anticipating that's coming out in March.
So. Oh, see, well, now I have a like the first next thing, because there's many next things.
That's true. Yeah, like the first one, you're right, Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, that comes out in February, and then mine comes out in March, so...
Oh, I have something in January that I'm really excited for.
Wait, Thor comes out this month, this year?
Yeah, it does. That was my other one that I have way up there, too.
See, for me, Scream.
Yeah.
It's coming out, like... When people listen to this, except our friends, like, it'll be out.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah, it comes out this weekend, and I've been in preparing for that by watching the movies, the previous ones.
Oh, nice. See, I'm very interested to see how it will be without Wes Craven.
Do you guys want to
I am nervous about that.
In the movie theater, not the Orchard?
I mean, sorry, that's the only movie theater that Peter will go to.
Yeah, it's the only one. If it's not there, I'm not going.
See, now, actually, because of our last experience, we can totally bring in snacks. We have
fuck
to.
Fuck you guys. You didn't have any last time, so I'll bring my own.
You did this to you.
We should have asked them, like, since you don't have anything, can I go to the next door and, like, go get a beer and pizza from Marco's?
The beer you couldn't, but the pizza, maybe.
They're kids. They don't know any better.
What are they going to do? Stop us? They were understaffed anyway.
I know.
Yeah.
It's true.
I want to pick a movie.
Please, please.
All right. I want to pick... You guys think you know what I'm going to say?
I do. I feel like I know this.
I kind of can say that, but I don't know.
I'm gonna say...
Yours is going to be a yes and.
Mine's going to be Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Boo. Ooh,
part one.
Yeah, part one. Because it comes out this year, and... Yep. I think we should have Spider-Man movies every 4 to 6 months.
No.
See, no, he has to be in other things, too.
Yeah. Like Spider-Women.
Gotta make those spider babies.
Oh, God.
And then Sonic.
That's the one I think Evan and I were guessing.
That's what my money was on.
And then Thor. And then probably the Batman.
So, yeah, this is going to be a very nice year.
And then Halloween. Halloween's finally ending.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, and The Flash is coming out? No way.
Yeah, don't know. Don't worry. It'll be over quick.
Unlike Nick Cage's career.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's just a lot of things to look forward to this year.
They say Aquaman's coming out this year, too.
Aquaman? Oh, wow.
And they say Avatar. I don't believe that shit.
Well, and I also got to say Jurassic World Dominion. This is going to be too good of a year. I'm actually going to have to go to the movie theater.
I hope so. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm a little worried. But, dude, we had two phenomenal movies that I can think of last year. I'm sure there's some other ones that were great, too. But
what were the two?
Ghostbusters Afterlife and Spider-Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are probably the only two I would say as well.
Those two, like, hit the mark, like, on every single level. Yep. So that's all I'll say. Let's move on.
The only thing Ghostbusters was missing was the cast from the 2016 all woman movie.
Yeah, I bet they're pissed about
that. Really ruined their careers.
Yeah. All right, let's get into trailers.
All right.
If I can push the button.
Got it.
Here are some exciting coming attractions from Movies and Beyond.
Got it.
Okay. Now, with all these trailers, like, I don't remember what we watched.
We watched, like, 19 trailers today.
I went onto YouTube, which I shouldn't have right before the podcast, and I was like, ooh, look at this. Ooh, look at this. And I just started copying and pasting all these links. To find all the trailers that we're going to talk about, go to our YouTube page. That's where you're going to see you're going to see them and hear them. Mm-hmm. But for right now, for your listening ear
holes, are you going to link them on our YouTube? Or just us reviewing them?
There's going to be a video on
YouTube.
Yeah, but
you can put links to watch those as well.
No, just watch our video.
Yeah, just watch it. Yeah. Fuck their videos.
Exactly. Watch our videos. And if you really think like, oh man, I need to seek that out, then you can.
Yeah. Do a little Google.
But this first one, I absolutely think that you should seek out. It's called X, and it's from Ty West, which he's a great director.
What has Ty West directed
in the
past?
Mm-hmm.
Peter?
The Innkeepers, The House of the Devil,
So horror movies?
Yes, he's a very unique horror director, and I dig his work. And
you don't love him? Why'd you stutter? You can say love. It's okay.
I want to say dig because I can see like some people like it's in some of these you might say maybe it's a slow burn a little bit. But I like because it's a little bit more like he's an indie. These are indie films, and this one X. Looks kind of also like an indie film. And I love this.
What part, the porno part or the film part?
All of it.
Okay, I don't, like, I literally completely forgot what this trailer was about.
Porn. Porn.
Thank you.
And in the 70s.
Old ladies.
And old ladies.
Okay, so.
They're probably in Texas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Debbie Does Dallas meets The Visit.
And Texas yes. Chainsaw Massacre.
Absolutely.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Those three things all blended up together. And I think that's going to be a good time. I'm a little concerned, you know, because I don't want to see old lady tits, but, you know, it is what it is, and I'll watch it.
Oh, dude, that was... What movie was that with the old lady with the tits? I just
quite
didn't
a few of
watch
them.
That movie because...
Something About Mary.
Yeah, there's that one.
It was a...
Dead Alive or Brain Dead.
I just remember the lady was in the corner of the kitchen and she sprinted towards you.
That's
in the
It Chapter 2.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's why I didn't watch that one.
A gigantic old lady.
Did she have gigantic tits? I never watched it.
Yeah, she did.
Mm-hmm. Were they all flopping all old style?
Absolutely. Wow. Yeah. What else would you think? They weren't taped down or anything.
They weren't old implant tits in a horror movie?
No.
How many booby stars would you give that one?
Negative. I mean... Negative 10 because that's how big they were. Because 10 is the most that you can go. But X looks awesome. I mean, it
looks good, but they showed way too much in the trailer.
Oh, you think so?
I think so. That seemed to be the theme of this week of trailers.
Yeah.
They showed way too much. They forgot how to actually do trailers.
Yep.
See, I see for this one, like, I mean, I know what you're saying. There are some trailers where, like, all right, they probably could have left that out. But to me, I'm just hoping that there's a lot more. And this one, I felt like there's a lot more. And you got the idea that there's just a creepy old lady, but you have no idea why she's so creepy. And why are old people so creepy?
Well, because...
It's just like how little kids are creepy.
They went
senile. They are, that's true. Yeah. You could have gone either way, but it's not appropriate to have little kids running around naked. See,
you just have to be middle age.
Whoa.
Like high school to middle age, and then you're just weird.
Written for what?
Just in horror movies. That's just the rules.
Oh, okay.
Like high school
uh-huh.
to like middle age, or else you're creepy as hell.
I gotcha.
But high school to middle age, you're just dumb. So you go from dumb to creepy?
No, you're creepy, and then you go to school, become less creepy, unless you live
and
in
dumb.
Corn.
Because you can't figure out how to outrun the creepy.
That's why you
sometimes,
you pick,
but you gotta pad the numbers.
You pick going into the garage and hide behind all the chainsaws.
My question is, how did they make Brittany Murphy look so unattractive? Or Brittany Snow.
Yeah, Brittany Snow. I thought she
looked. I mean, she looked. I guess she looked good for like a 70s porn actress, but.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's how I'll take my Brittany Murphy.
70s porn actress?
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks awesome to me.
Well, you go to another theater to watch it.
Yeah, but do you think that's actually going to come out in theaters, though?
I hope so.
It better.
I think so.
A24.
I mean, if not, we can just have a party.
We can watch the 70s Texas Chainsaw Linda Lovelace porno Harry Butthole movie together in a living room.
Yes.
And it won't be awkward at all.
Nope.
Yeah. I don't know.
It just
know
says
when
released
this...
March 18th, 2022.
Is that one? Okay. Oh, another good reason for March. March is going to be a great month.
Okay. So, shall I move on to our next trailer?
If you want.
Yeah. Let's do it.
I'm just wondering if anyone else has more to say.
No. All right. Let's move on to the next thing.
News.
Still crinkling the news.
Oh.
Wait for it to finish, Evan.
News.
News. Manipulate.
Yep.
We don't manipulate the news here.
We are not the big three. We're just the medium three. We're not That's Fox right. News or
CNN. I mean, I'm pretty big.
I'm so tremendous.
I'm getting bigger all the time.
Whoa.
Every day.
Don't stand up there.
That's so you're right. big. I'm tremendous.
Family friendly show.
The way we started? Yeah, sure.
Of course.
All right, guys. Hey, I hate doing this every week
Me too.
Do a podcast. Bob's
two episodes in a row, man.
We didn't even talk about Sidney Poitier.
We did not.
Is it Poitier?
Well, I think it's Poitier.
Poitier?
Poitier, yeah.
Poitier.
What was he in?
A lot.
Yeah, dude, you can't name like.
Okay.
He was very, very, I think, English actor.
My mother was upset.
Oh, yeah. Like, he's touched the lives of so many people with how much he's done.
Hopefully it was just lives. Well, as we were just talking, context, sorry, people. We were just talking about fake news. Bob Saget passed away. And that's sad because Bob Saget was a good guy. He was mm-hmm. always painted as a good guy, a little raunchy in his comedy.
A little raunchy.
A lot of raunchy.
You know, he sucked cock for Coke.
Is that true?
Only in Half-Baked World.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that was a great cameo.
See, Peter? See, that's how fake news gets started. Is that true?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. One of my favorite things about Bob Saget was I just completely forgot how much of a dirty comic he actually was. Like, because I only saw him as, like, Full House growing up.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
then I see him, like, doing the Aristocrats joke, and I'm like, what the hell is this?
And
what did you do to Danny Tanner?
Yeah. Well, that's the biggest thing is, and I think that's probably what happened to a lot of people, is that they didn't know he was so raunchy, and that's why there's probably people that are like, fuck that guy or whatever, you know? Because, like you, Evan, I grew up on fucking...
Full House?
Yeah, Full House, fucking that, and fucking Family Home Videos.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Those two things, man. I was fucking all over the place. And like,
my God. Keep it in your pants.
He portrays.
Dude. Getting bigger and bigger.
He's such a different person. And this is one of those things, like, come on, man. Like, it's a fucking job, and let him do his thing. Because, like, people were like, I think some people were like calling him, like, a sellout. But, dude. He's making an honest
living.
That's
what you do as a celebrity.
Yeah, exactly.
You sell out.
Take these jobs, man. Make some money. And then after that, dude, like, I think probably even during, he was making, you know, doing his comedy. Mm-hmm. And then once you actually hear it, you're like, holy shit. Which, I'll be honest, I have not. And I think what I'm going to do, just like I did with Norm MacDonald, because these two, they're very close friends. Mm-hmm.
They were best friends.
I'm probably going to go down like a Bob Saget rabbit hole where I'm just going to like watch.
Spider hole.
Yeah, spider hole. And watch like his comedy. So
yeah, you should.
I'm excited. Are you a fan? Like, you like his stand-up?
Some stuff. So it was really shocking when I first saw it.
Yeah, because you're fucking the other things.
I was not fucking the other things.
That was what? You're fucking yeah. everything.
Oh yeah,
I was just watching stuff.
This is a metaphor for watching.
I'm fucking everything. It's a metaphor.
Yeah.
T-shirt. Write it down.
Okay.
Could you imagine us making those T-shirts and people are like, what the hell is on your shirt? Oh, it's my podcast.
Yeah.
My friends don't listen.
That's a B-movies
T-shirt. B-movies beyond.
Yeah.
Friends don't listen.
I mean, it's super sad that we lost him. And especially because I guess he was actually doing a tour right now.
Literally, like
he was on tour
the night before, like I think, or the day of, he texted or tweeted out that like it was great doing stand up. I love this shit. Thank you. I think he was in Florida somewhere, and then that night, it's so
taken
sad.
Too soon.
Yeah, it's just so sad, man. The guy, you know, he's.
I've seen Bob Saget.
That's cool.
In real life,
oh, I saw him on the fucking TV.
Yeah, I had front row seats with my brother and sister.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I saw the live. He spit in our face as he did his comedy.
That's not, did he apologize?
Probably not.
Oh, okay.
But
you weren't listening?
I wasn't looking.
Yeah. Ah.
How was it? I mean, seriously, I do not, like, I don't think I've seen any of his stand-up, though.
You know, I would want to say it was 2010, so it was still kind of raunchy, but, like, I was becoming very desensitized to raunchy stuff, so I was just like, yeah, this is funny.
Okay, well, that's all I want to know.
You
is
know,
it
like,
funny or not?
Maybe if I was, it was like 1996 and he was doing that, I'd be like, oh my God, Danny Tanner, what are you going?
Well, you know what's funny is though, he did come back, right, for like Fuller House, didn't
yeah.
he?
Mm-hmm.
So like, you can tell, like, you know he was a good guy because of the fact, like, even though like he has this other persona, like, I mean, really him, probably, they were like, No, you've done nothing wrong. You can come back to Fuller House.
So, wait, are you saying the Olsen twins are not good people?
No, they just didn't want to be involved, is my understanding for Fuller House.
Mm.
You know, they're doing their, you know, what do they do?
Live off their proceeds from them being children stars?
I guess. I thought they had like a clothing line or something.
I mean, they don't
who knows?
Killing Heath Ledger with prescription drugs?
Oh, man. Let's not go into that. There's too much death already, but
see, you know, they aren't good people.
Yeah, Bob Saget, you will be missed. You know, it's sad because we're just talking about like Dirty Work, man. This guy has done some stuff, and I hope everyone does what I do and go down the spider hole for this.
I will. So I'll go down the spider hole with you.
There you go. Thank you. In lighter news, Bill Murray. My favorite. He's going to be a villain.
He's my favorite.
No.
I mean, will he really be a villain in your eyes?
Yeah. To Paul Rudd?
He's going to be very funny as a villain.
I don't know. I'm like, nervous about this.
Are you like so?
Not really. Because he's a good actor. So.
Yeah. Like, but I'm curious. I'm curious about how he's going to portray this. Like, in the idea that he's going to be a villain in the new Ant-Man movie.
See, I think he's going to be a bad guy. That's usually how you're a villain.
But how so? Like, is he going to be like a funny bad guy? Like, what does this mean? Like, have you seen?
He's going to act in a part that the writers write for
That's
him.
True.
That's what it means.
He's going to be a thespian.
Yes.
He already is a thespian.
It's true. But have you seen him as a bad guy before?
No, he's always been a really nice guy.
Yeah, and funny. Like, I'm just like, I'm
actually, he was a bad guy.
When?
Scrooged.
Yeah, but also funny though. Even, but funny still. Funny in all those.
So yes. So what? He can't be funny?
No.
Well, is he really funny in Life Aquatic?
Yeah, I thought he was funny.
No, I was just serious. What are you talking about?
He was funny.
No, he wasn't. He just had a red beanie. Dude, he walked around.
That's like the deadpan, like funny.
Oh my god, he looked like Papa Smurf.
Oh my god, full circle.
I just
full
totally circle. Realized that.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I just like, he hasn't been like a straight up like villain. Like, you know, like we talk about like Nicolas Cage and you know, some of these other people that we really love to see. Like
was Nicolas Cage ever a villain?
Yeah, dude,
Kingpin.
Oh shit! Yeah,
he was a bad guy in that one.
Oh, you're right.
Okay. But he was still funny, though, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, yeah. No, I didn't say you can't be funny.
Oh, you know, he kind of was in Rushmore, too.
Yeah, I guess so.
But more so. Type.
But like, this is, I don't know.
Oh, and Garfield.
Absolutely.
Very take that back.
Big villain. This is just one, like, I'm curious about it. And no matter what, I'm going to love it because he's in it. So I just don't know how far, like, if this is going to be like one of those like weird things like Ben Kingsley, you know, if it's going to be like a fake out or whatever. But I feel like maybe Marvel's kind of learned their lesson about that because the fans
I think you're
like
just
it.
Analyzing this a little bit too much. Dude, just enjoy Bill Murray's going to be there.
Okay, I'm excited.
Bill Murray.
That's the final.
I appreciate
thing.
That. Oops. That was good.
I was about to send that to the wrong person.
Do we know?
Won't you stop doing that?
Do we know who he is? What villain he's going to portray?
I hope he is Galactus.
I have no idea. I didn't
Galactus.
Look it up.
What if he was Galactus? What would you do if Marvel made Bill Murray Galactus?
I'd love it.
You would have Josh Brolin and Bill Murray as the two greatest strengths in the MCU.
Be awesome.
Ooh, I have a role for Nicolas Cage. He should be Galactus.
Apparently he's going to be Quantumania? No.
That's
the title.
That's a movie.
See, Google has failed me.
He's going to be Quantumania.
That's a villain and a half.
Yes.
I love this, though. He says, aren't you in like a superhero movie coming out? And his reply was, my power is I'm a bad guy. That's great. I love Bill
Maybe
Murray.
He's just throwing everybody off like Bill Murray would.
That's, you know, you're right. Absolutely. He could totally be doing that. I wonder if he got involved somehow because of Paul Rudd, because he worked with him on Ghostbusters.
I think that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Actually, I know that's what happened.
How do you?
Inside sources.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait,
your
you
brain?
Know, you know Bill Murray?
I just know inside sources.
Okay. I think Evan's right.
Yep. I thought it, so it's true.
Yeah.
My dick is called Massive Talent. My brain is called Inside Sources.
Yeah.
I like this.
However, well, no. Okay, here's the thing.
However, no, that's Peter's catchphrase.
Jonathan Majors, who was in the Loki series, he is going to be Kang the Conqueror. I always heard he's the bad guy for this. So, again, this is going to be really interesting to see.
He could be one of his generals.
Maybe.
He could be a bank robber. He could just be just a small time part, too.
I hope he has a big
He would have been a good Dr. Octopus.
Bill Murray?
Yeah.
Disagree.
I think he would have.
I don't think so.
I mean, it's Bill fucking Murray. Come on.
Hey, language.
Sorry. Okay. I don't know. You're right, Evan. I'm just excited he's in.
Oh, we need a shirt like that.
You got to make it yourself.
Damn. Where's my iron-on letters?
Honestly, if you make that with iron-on letters, I would totally replicate that and put that on a shirt.
Oh, sweet.
Guys, if you want to hear the full segments of our trailers and news, go to our YouTube page. That's where you're going to find everything.
Keep on going.
Here's the ad.
Well, that's part of the ad.
I was done with it.
Oh, sweet.
Support the show. Subscribe. Rate. Review. Tell your friends. Tell our friends, apparently.
Tell everyone.
Listen on airplanes. Listen while you're on traveling. And
listen on airplanes. Listen in the box.
Listen while you're taking a dump.
Even if you don't listen, just hit play and then walk away.
Yes. Yeah, we still get credit for that.
We'll take it.
Just press play, put on mute, give us some likes and subscribes, and buy t-shirts. We're coming up with t-shirt ideas all day today.
Alexa, play B-Movies and Beyond.
Alexa, play B-Movies and Beyond.
That's all you gotta do.
Alexa, subscribe to B-Movies and Beyond.
Alexa, buy shit from B-Movies and Beyond.
T-shirts and hats, not shit.
Yeah, it's good shit.
B-Movies Beyond on all the socials, and look for our awesome content every week.
Damn straight. All right, let's get into reviews, guys. Reviews!
Yay!
The whole point of our podcast.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we'd be a trailer and news podcast.
It's true. If we didn't have that, that's all we would be. And we probably could just do that. But I love talking about movies, and I love hearing about your movies.
Now I feel like eating chicken.
Oh, me too.
Focus, podcast.
Yeah. Sorry. Ryan, I don't know if you're really up first, but your name is first, so go first.
Well, if my name is first, that means I'm first.
I don't know if we switched it, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Should we rock, paper, and remote?
No, there's no time for that.
You
go
win.
Go ahead.
All right.
I think this is a great order. We're going to go Ryan, Peter, Evan.
Yay.
Rip. Nope. Sorry, you need a vowel in the middle of it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So I have revisited the John Wick universe.
You were telling us before the show that you were watching it with your dad, and I would love just to have your dad like call in just for his review. Oh, John Wick.
Well, you know, I started doing this more often because I'm tricking my dad into these action movies, because usually he watches really shitty ones like Steven Seagal or, and I say shitty lightly because those are classics, but yeah. Like something that is, he watches the ones that try to be so serious. And I just feel like the ones I've been making him watch haven't been that serious. Like, I don't feel like John Wick is a serious series. And the reason I don't feel like it, I feel like it's almost very comic book, very outlandish in a way. Like, there's this entire, like, underground society where of hitmen that agree not to battle each other or kill each other in a certain hotel. Meanwhile, live these like lavish lives under like society and shoot each other and kill each other without anybody panicking or anything really happening. And I wanted to sit back, because the first time I watched John Wick, I said, this movie's the dumbest movie, but I can't stop watching it. And then the second time I watched it, I was like, it put it in perspective. One of our friends who doesn't listen, Aaron, he said, "Oh, you must not like storytelling. This movie and the movie series is perfect storytelling. It's very comic book. Like, it has its key points where you need to be like, oh, this is what happened to John Wick. Something with the dog and something with a car and something with a lot of guns and a lot of people coming after him. Why? Who knows? But they tell the story and they portray it with a lot of,
I mean, we know,
action and assassins. And I'm just enthralled. And I think everybody should watch this movie all over again. I mean, I think you should watch 2 because I finished 2 last night as well.
With your dad, or?
Yeah, him and I are finishing these.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then it just reminds me, I don't think I ever finished 3.
Really?
Yeah. That was the one with Halle Berry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the first one is just classic. They didn't need to make sequels to it, but they did. And they did a decent job. And I'm saying, I know the other one was delayed, the fourth one, but they should watch those. I think every once in a while, so you can prepare and get ready for the fourth one. And where I'm kind of going with this one is, I think they have enough time where they should make Nick Cage the bad guy in the fourth one. I think it's about time we get Nick Cage, in honor of Nick Cage Month, Nick Cage should be the villain of John Wick 4, and I really need to see a battle between Keanu Reeves and Nicolas Cage. Kind of like Face Off, mm-hmm. but John Wick and... What was his name in Face Off again? Simon something.
Who are we talking about?
Nicolas Cage in Face Off.
Still Nicolas Cage.
Phil Nicolas Cage. What?
I don't know.
Oh, is I don't remember.
It was Simon something. Simon
says.
Simon Peck.
No, nope.
That's something else.
It was bro, Caster Troy.
Yeah, that's Simon.
I knew it started with. I'm thinking Demolition Man, apparently, but. I think it's time we finally embrace these 90s action movies that totally make fun of themselves with the big name actors that are now B-movie actors.
Oh, they're still A-list in my heart.
Exactly. In your heart.
Mm-hmm.
But in real
life. Is Keanu Reeves no longer A-list?
No, Keanu Reeves is, but Nicolas Cage isn't.
Oh.
So I think Keanu.
Oh, you're talking about your premise now? No longer John Wick?
No, it is still part of it.
Oh,
he needs to be part of the universe.
Are you creating a multiverse?
I am.
Stop it.
They need to.
No, they don't.
So they're going to cross over to the Face-Off verse.
And then eventually go to Fast and Furious and the Expendables.
Oh, God. That's too much.
No.
It is.
There's cars.
No, you're making Stephen Hawking's brain melt from all this string theory bullshit.
He's dead.
I know. And you're fucking with him.
Maybe I did it. So many years ago when he died, I don't know. But original John Wick, the storytelling is fantastic. The music is great. The action scenes are action-packed. And it deserves 3 45s. Because okay. There's 3 movies of 45s.
Yeah, I gotcha.
More movies.
You know, like, I think the first one was a pleasant surprise. And what you go for the John Wick movies, I mean, for me anyways, it's the action. Man, the action is always outstanding throughout all these films.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, though, the plot to me has just slowly declined.
Well, they're trying to redo the same thing over and over.
Kind of, but they're adding stuff. They're expanding their universe, but it felt like after the first one, I was like, oh, I really like this. I like what they set up. And then they just keep on adding more and more to it. And then that's the part that's kind of bringing it, like down for me.
It's a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Like, leave some stuff unknown. You don't have to explain everything.
Yeah, or just, let's just have another fun. Like, dude, if he just did a movie where he just, like, his dog kept on dying and he had to go fight all those guys that killed his dog, I think I'd be okay with it.
I wouldn't.
No.
I would own an animal if I was John Wick.
Seriously, all the puppies? My like, God.
Fuck, why can't I keep a dog?
Seriously. He's the reason all dogs go to heaven.
Oh, yeah. Is that part of the John Wick universe?
It could be.
Maybe.
I like that idea.
Multiverse there. They keep on adding a lot, and it gets to be a bit much.
Like, the second one, I agree with you. The first time I saw the second one, I was just like, this is just getting dumber. But this last time I watched it, my expectations were already there. So I just, I was able to sit back and enjoy what was just basically cinema vomit. Yeah.
And maybe that's the thing. Maybe that is like, after you see it the first time, like you spend the money. I saw it in theaters and then you're like, you just need to watch it at home and just sit back, you know, maybe looking at my phone a little bit, but you enjoy it a little bit more.
The only thing for me is I just have an issue with John Wick 3 because they took out John Wick for a big chunk of it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, I'm watching John Wick. I'm not watching this character's movie. And it felt like that was completely pointless. And yes, I know they were trying to add to the thing, but
yeah. And so, and I hear there's talks of a John Wick series.
I mean, they could only do it if they have Keanu.
Yeah, that's true.
No, well, no, no. See, that's where I disagree. Actually, I think.
Like, nope, you're wrong.
The universe they created, like, I feel like they could actually do like a decent job at a series, and it doesn't need Keanu. Well,
yes, it does, because he is John Wick.
Yeah, he's John Wick.
Well, that's like, hey, okay, we need Avengers without Iron Man.
That's like James Bond without James Bond.
Seriously.
Which they're trying to do.
If they don't call it John Wick, are you fine then?
Yes.
Okay, it's not going to be called John Wick. It's called it's like Artemis or some shit. I don't know. It's
Hotel Artemis?
What's the...
That was a good movie, too.
Yeah, but kind of similar to in the John Wick realm.
There was
a lot of movies like that have taken on that aspect of the John Wick franchise. Like Hotel Artemis is kind of like in that line.
Pig.
Gun. I don't know about that one. Gunpowder Milkshake was kind of in the same realm. There was a lot of movies that have taken...
Multiverses.
Yeah, from John Wick. But
were they really the original, though?
No, I'm not saying no. It's not the John Wick is no. What are you saying? John Wick is the original or not the original?
How do you know?
I think John Wick has made it into
a universe.
Popular. They made it popular again. I don't think they were the first one for that. Sure. There's been other assassin movies,
but with a hotel.
Sure.
Sweet.
Atomic Blonde.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. What's the name of the hotel though in John Wick?
The Brown Palace.
Well, that's the focus of the new show. I think it's supposed to be about the hotel and kind of what happens.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and I think that's a great idea. I think
I'm fine with that. But you now need Ian McShane to go back in time and be a young hotel owner.
That'd be fun.
This is one of those just mindless movies. And
I'm so disappointed that you don't like this plot. This is a beautiful plot.
I didn't at first, but I love it now.
I know. I'm mad that you didn't like it at first. It's like, what's wrong with you?
Well, are you okay with me now that I love it?
Yes.
Okay. It's weird that...
I've dropped my beef with you, Ryan.
So when you saw the second movie and the... you said you didn't know, really, you can't remember if you watched the third movie. So when you watched the second movie, were you like, oh, I really like that plot?
Yeah.
So you went on the first movie, I didn't really like that much. And then when you watch it again, you're like, ooh, I really like it.
Uh-huh.
And then when you watch the second movie, like, ooh, I really like that. And then you watch it the second time, like, it is all right. So you went the opposite of how we viewed it, where we loved the first one in the plot, and the second one, we're like, it's declining.
So he watched it wrong. He went in there and he didn't like it.
Yet he's watching it more than
us. But now he's redeemed himself.
Yeah.
It's his redemption arc.
This is my redemption review.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. John Wick Redemption should be the fourth one with Nicolas Cage.
And then
it's not Parabellum anymore?
Nope. No, that was the third Redemption. One.
I mean,
I don't even know what the subtitles are. What? I thought they were just like chapter two.
No, chapter three is Parabellum.
Yeah.
But it was like chapter three Parabellum, right?
Yeah, chapter three - Parabellum.
And chapter two is just...
Chapter two.
Chapter two.
Why did they decide they needed to add more to the chapter?
Because what the movie is. They just keep on adding shit to it.
So the next one's going to be like chapter four.
Face off.
Word. It could be, face off.
Word. I think they'll put pretty something like specific in there.
No, you know what I'm saying.
John Wick. Chapter four.
Blank.
Resurrections.
Chapter four. Parabellum. Resurrections. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Now you're going down a completely
words.
Words.
All right.
You recommend this?
Yeah. And the best thing is, like, everybody just in the universe loves John Wick, but they want to kill him. Like, they're his buddies that want to kill him. Even my money, man. My favorite was the cop. He's like, "You working again, John?" He goes, "It's good to see you, Jimmy." And that's all their conversation is. And he's just like, "Okay, I guess John Wick's killing people.
I love
that clout."
My favorite part in that first movie is like he keeps on saying, no, I'm not. And then he finds like, I guess I am. You know, he goes through that long rant, which it's just, I almost don't take Keanu Reeves when he's trying to be like angry. I just like, no, you're too nice. You know, I'm just even though he's beating up everyone throughout the film, I'm just
you're right. He only killed 15 people.
You're too nice, though. But when he was saying that, I felt like it was nice. Like it was kind of a weird scene. Come on, you gotta admit that.
Do you get a chuckle in like Point Break when he shoots up into the air?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
And it's like, oh, you come on.
Hilarious. I'm just saying, like, it's a little odd. That's all.
Even like in the second one where him and Common are fighting, and he stabs him. And he's like, okay, now that's in your main artery, and if you pull that out, you're going to die. And
yeah.
Common just sits there. He's like, oh, fuck. That was classic John Wick right there.
You got me, John. You're a good guy. I'm going to die out.
I mean, we do run in different circles.
Yeah. I'm glad I would never hurt his dog.
Smart decision.
I would buy him a dog.
Absolutely. All the dogs. I watched. We would just
bring more killers to him. Apparently,
maybe. I watched Black Friday.
I saw it too.
Nice.
Continental Hotel. That's the name of it. Sorry.
Oh, that's the second one. Oh no, that's the name of the hotel.
That's probably the mini series you're talking about.
Yes. Okay. So I watched Black Friday. Evan watched it too because he didn't want me to spoil it.
And I watched it months ago.
Yeah, see? Ryan watched it
much ago.
Much ago.
So snacks ago.
This is the film with Bruce Campbell, Michael Jai White. Is it Jai? Is that how you say it?
It's like Jay.
I'm going to go with... I like Jai.
I like Jai.
Yeah.
Spawn.
Devin Sawa?
Devin Sawa. I was getting around to it. I
just got to make sure.
Everyone else I don't really recognize, so I'm not going to list them off. But they all did a great job. They did a great job acting in this film. And this is the story of a group of Toy Story employees. Did I say Toy Story? Toy Store employees who must protect each other from a horde of parasite infected shoppers. And it's on Black Friday.
So it's Jingle All the Way, but horror?
Yeah,
whore?
Yeah, with whores.
Whores. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. But this is, I believe I saw on there that there's producing by Bruce Campbell and Devin Sawa on this. And I feel like because of this really escalated, man, like this is a very quality, lower budget film that executed on every level for me. Like, I mean, this is talking about B movies, this is a B movie. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, because it starts with a B.
You're absolutely right, and I think they knew that.
They were ready for it.
Everyone did an amazing job. It was super funny. The effects were on point. But also at the same time, you can tell like it was low budget because there were certain parts where like I feel like there's a scene kind of missing. Like there was moments where these parasitic people were like snatching up other people to kill them, and like they cut away like because like they couldn't do the effects for it or something like that. Like it was like outside of their range, like outside of their budget.
I think it was just maybe like weird edits because I noticed like certain things like suddenly people are armed. It's like, wait, when did they get all that stuff?
Well, but I mean, like, to me, in my head, like, that didn't throw me off. It was just more like there's, like, kills. And some kills, don't get me wrong, there's kills in this. And there's some that, like, they did not cut away from. But there's, like, certain parts where, like, if people had to be, like, lifted up in the air or something like that. Like, that was, like, a common one I saw. Where you see, like, the beginning process. But before they ever leave the ground, like it cuts away, and then like maybe later you see like someone drop or something, or you see that character kind of like come back in a different manner. But like you saw how they were being creative with the money they had. Like you, in my opinion, you really see where they put most of their money, and we're like, all right, we only need to go like so far, and then we'll just cut away from it. Which they did a fantastic job. Like they were very smart with this budget and this plot. And everyone executed it, I think, very well.
So now that I said like so much good about it, I think there's one part, and again, this is all probably to budget, is the very end where I felt it lacked a little bit. It seemed a little bit drawn out. It was cool. Don't get me wrong. I loved it. There's one scene, I can't really get into it, but like, it just was like, really? Like, that was it? Like, they couldn't go beyond that because probably the budget. Like, I really felt like you saw it in this. But again, don't hear what I'm not saying. Like,
don't hear what I'm not
saying. They executed it very well. Don't put words in my mouth, Ryan. No, like Evan, you didn't get that. Like, you didn't see like where like oh, I felt like and it's not just weird editing. I felt like there's like no, like they did it multiple times where that can't be a coincidence. And it felt like, all right, you did it in these scenarios, but not here where like it just really felt like you put all your money into this aspect of it, you know, like this is where they wanted to, like, this is the big scene where we need to put all our money and then we can cut away from these other ones. But it still has the same effect, though. So, again, don't hear what I'm not saying. All the effects, like, you get the point, but it just, there was moments where I felt like they like, if this is a full-on, like, they had all the support, all the money, like, they wouldn't have cut away from these scenes. That's all I'm saying.
So you want them to have more money?
I would love if they got more money, of course.
Like, yeah. Bruce Campbell should put more money into it?
I mean,
he is a producer.
Yeah, but, like, I'm just saying, but, like, for what it is, and, like, they did what they wanted to do, like, they executed it well. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, like, there could have been parts where, like, oh, man, this could have been a little bit gorier. They could have had a little bit more fun with this closing scene. They could have done these things. Like, not to say they didn't have fun. They could have done more fun.
They could have put Nick Cage in it.
Yeah. Actually, they probably could have done that anyways with this budget. That guy does not say no.
They could have put Keanu Reeves in it.
I don't know. That was a harder ask, maybe.
If they had the money.
Now, one of the observations I have to say about this movie is it was kind of obvious that they've never really worked in retail on an actual Black Friday. Because that was the most tame Black Friday I have ever seen.
Let me ask you a question. Okay, when's the last time you worked retail on Black Friday?
That was a long while ago.
Okay, I think it's changed.
I can believe with the last 2 years, but...
Oh, yeah. I mean, the last Black Friday I worked on retail, I agree with you on that point. Like, it wasn't... I thought it was going to be mass chaos. I was actually expecting chaos, and I was excited for it, and I was very let down that my Black Friday was just not that. I wanted, like, what's that zombie mall game that came out? I wanted that.
Dead Rising?
Yeah. I wanted that.
You had hordes of people attacking you?
100%. I just wanted to experience that, you know? But I just made a lot of sales, and it just was, like, uninspiring.
Oh, God, I'm making money. Yeah, this is terrible.
But again, I think what you're describing, Evan, it to me that felt like more of a budget.
So that's your theme of this. Black Friday on a budget.
Exactly, yes.
I like
but
that.
But they did it so well.
For sure.
You could tell, though, how they stretched it, though. Like, again, don't hear what I'm not saying.
You are really mad about last week, aren't you? But you're wrong.
Oh, you want them to have a Spider-Man budget.
No, I'm not. No.
See, you're hearing what he's not saying.
I'm just saying,
you wanted, like, this in the Mall of America with all the Expendables.
You can. All I'm saying is you can tell the constraints they had, but because of those constraints, and I still think that, I think having this, it helps you. The only part where I thought it lacked was the very end of it, which I can't get into because Evan doesn't want me to spoil it. And I don't want to spoil it because I said I wasn't. The only part that I thought was like, huh. That was it. Like, they, like, really was expecting more from, like, the rest of the movie because I thought there was so much that they did with this. Like, they had so much fun with it. The practical effects that they had throughout this film were fantastic. I loved all the makeup for these shoppers and how they started changing into these creatures. Like, it was awesome. And, like, they had a few, like, visual effects that I thought, like, you know, like all right, it's not the greatest, but it was good for what it was. And then you just saw, like, all right, it felt like that was like you wanted to do more, but you couldn't. That's what I think that's what I'm trying to say, is that they wanted to do more, but they couldn't. And it didn't, I'm not saying it took away from the film, only one part, but I can't talk about it. Damn it, this is hard.
I know. See, this you is promised. What I had to ask.
You promised. Yeah.
But it totally executes on being the comedy horror, and I think this is going to be a classic.
Yeah, this was great. Like, high marks on all, in all areas, really.
Except for budget.
No, budget. The budget was pretty good, because, I mean, they did have a good cast. They did have good effects and everything. Yes, it wasn't perfect, but that's what makes B-movies so good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But don't listen to him.
No, don't hear what I'm not saying. Don't hear.
Don't put words in his mouth.
Yeah.
That is or weirdest, other things. Weirdest he gets way mad. To say, don't put words in my mouth.
You never heard that expression before?
Nope.
Don't hear what I'm not saying?
Nope.
I've only heard it several times tonight.
Yep. That's the only time I've ever heard it.
But Black Friday, you can get it on VOD. It is totally worth a watch.
Is this a holiday movie? Is this one of those movies you should watch during the holidays?
I mean, it's Black Friday, if you call that a holiday, I guess.
Okay, the weird part was it had Christmas music.
It is a Christmas movie.
Well, I mean, like, dude, like...
But I've never been to a Black Friday, well, granted, it's been years, where they played Christmas music.
Really? Oh. I feel like they do.
That's when Christmas decorations go up.
Dude, no. Well, no. It's up before that, but I feel like, literally, I think the day after Thanksgiving is literally, that's Christmas season. Like, why are you shopping?
For stuff?
Yeah,
for good deals?
For...
Me?
And?
My stuff?
Christmas. Jeez.
Oh.
Jeez, Evan. Think of others.
Your aunts and uncles that you haven't seen in thousands of years.
Yeah, and you got to buy them presents for whatever reason. So, Black Friday, go see it.
Nice.
I bet my aunt listens to this podcast.
Well, she should.
Yeah.
She's our... No, not our friend, because she listens. Because
she listens.
Evan, what do you got, buddy?
Okay. I did the amazing movie of Super Cop, or as it's also known, Police Story 3.
No way.
Yes. Apparently, this is the last one.
Oh. Go ahead.
But
this is the last one of the Police Story series, I think. But, oh my God, Jackie Chan, 1992.
I was thinking of a Police Academy, like, I don't think that's right.
Little different.
Yeah, there's a word difference.
But, yeah, oh God, I went down Nostalgia Road with this.
Spider hole.
Nope, Nostalgia Road. No spider holes here. Because it was all just a Jackie Chan fest.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Wow. I don't want to ask.
Oh,
I know. Basically, it's Jackie Chan plays a Hong Kong police officer or a super cop.
That has what they go by in Hong Kong?
No, they really call him a super cop because he's just basically a badass.
Yeah, but do they really call cops super cops?
Am I in Hong Kong?
I bet they have a
RoboCop. Do I know?
I bet they have a RoboCop there.
You know, cops are really nice in Asian countries.
Okay, let me do my review.
Do they have a RoboCop?
Not yet, but
soon, right?
I don't think so.
All right, Ev.
Okay, so basically they said the super cop. Super cop. See, so, you guys are messing me up.
This is a movie about the pandemic.
That's right. And in 1992.
Jackie Chan and Chuck Norris, they fight it back.
Oh, God.
This is a mess.
So anyway, Police Story 3, Super Cop. Okay.
AKA.
Shut up.
I'm not helping.
You are not helping at all. You're making this podcast longer, sir.
You are drunk.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Anyway, okay. They get the Super Cop, Jackie Chan, to go to China to help him bust a drug lord who's selling drugs in Hong Kong.
I would hope so. That'd be weird to call him a drug lord if he wasn't.
Well, it's really weird because, I mean, he has to do a prison bust and everything. He goes really deep undercover.
Oh.
And it just has those old comedy moments of old Jackie Chan films. And the one thing, this was rated R. And it was really weird because I'm like, oh, God, like, nowadays, this is PG.
Mm-hmm. Like, I remember watching this and thinking, like, I don't understand why it got the R rating.
Yeah. And it's like, I mean, yes, people got shot and they had blood and everything, but that was about it.
Yeah. What is this? What year is this?
Like, 92.
Yeah.
I don't even then. That's
Let me ask you. What kind of car did he drive in this one?
I don't know.
Was it a Mitsubishi Lancer?
Probably. Because who knows?
That's what he was famous for in his other cop movies.
It could be. He jumped into something really cool. And it was like, wow, that's a red car. So and that's about as far as it goes.
That's what it was. Because he's an avid Lancer collector, just so you know.
Ah, thanks. Don't care, but thanks.
But that's part of the history of this movie series, I believe.
Could be.
It is for car people.
Yep, those car people. Take it away from my kung fu films. Mm. And I got to say, I'm very sad that like there's not more kung fu films like this. Like this generation does not have a Jackie Chan or a Jet Li.
Oh, you know why?
Why?
They have a Shang-Chi.
Because of Awkwafina.
They got that too.
You know what? You're not wrong, Peter. That was a very valid statement right there.
Uh-huh.
Because action kung fu movies, they don't look they're not practical. Like they're super.
They're very practical.
No,
there's no CGI.
Nowadays they're not. Like nowadays, like everything has to look like fucking Tiger and Crouching Dragons or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was pretty close.
Like, they have to, like, bounce upon bamboo and stuff.
That was Jet Li's whole career, almost.
Yeah, but he did it well.
Why, yeah. But Jackie Chan does not.
Yeah, but...
I'm just saying we need more kung fu movies.
We need more Kim's Convenience.
That, too. That is such a great show.
But I think Awkwafina is ruining Asian culture right now.
No, she's not.
I think she is because...
No, she was great in Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah, and she's and her name's not even an Asian name. It's a bottle of water.
It's spelled funny.
But that's a whole mockumentary on the Asian culture. I agree with you, Evan.
Wait, what did I just agree to? I got to be careful here. What did you think I agreed to?
That Awkwafina is the devil.
Okay, I thought you said Dave Grohl was the devil.
She's
pick one devil and stick to it.
He's a nice devil.
Yeah,
she's
the devil. Devil.
God,
just get with your devils.
I'm sorry.
John Wick was the devil too, or Constantine.
No, he was Baba Yaga.
The snake eyes fall under kung fu movies.
I agree with you, Evan. I think we need more kung fu movies,
yes.
Real ones.
Yes.
Not like we need. Kung fu movies on a Black Friday budget, not kung fu movies on a John Wick budget.
Disagree. I think we need all budgets.
So you want a tiered kung fu system of movies?
Yes. Because, I mean, one of my favorite Jackie Chan movies I actually cannot find, and it pisses me off. The, like, 2000s Drunken Master? So hard to find.
I thought it was on Netflix for a bit.
Well, I know they have the 77 version.
Hmm.
But it's like, no, I want Drunken Master. My Drunken Master.
Is, like, the Raid movies, are those...
Raid Redemption?
Wasn't there just one called Raid, though?
I don't remember. I thought it was Raid Redemption.
There's two. Raid and Raid Redemption. Are those kung fu movies?
Yes.
Okay.
But they're not old enough. And there's not a Jackie Chan.
Well, Evan, we're going to have an issue here if you're just basing it off on age, because that's never going to happen if you want new ones.
I see. You know what? I fucked that up. I misspoke.
Evan,
oh, okay.
The reason you haven't found the 2000s Legend of Drunken Master is because it came out in 94.
Damn it. That could be it.
Yeah.
But no, wherever I look, I'm never able to find it. So
I got your back right now.
Thanks. Yeah. Google it to me and send it to my messages.
All right.
Google it to me.
I will at me at.
I got to say, this movie was amazing. Like, you guys need to watch Super Cop because it is a super movie.
Super. It is super.
Okay. I
just watch
say
it.
Yes, I want
just
to.
Just watch it.
Let's get into some recommendations, huh?
Yes! Yes!
She agrees.
Oh! Oh! Oh, God. Oh.
I'll have what she's having.
That's right. You should keep what we're having, what we're telling you. I alluded to this a little bit earlier because everyone was talking about Scream, and I have been rewatching the Screams, but I gotta say, like, the first one, Holy shit. It's been a while since I watched it, and I highly recommend
it. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the best one. It's a reason why it kicked off a franchise.
Yes, yes. And it is amazing. Even though, I mean, I know who, you know.
You know the mystery.
Yes, yes. I know the, yes, the mystery. Good, Evan.
Thanks.
And it's so nice kind of rewatching it, because you get to see all the little tongue-in-cheeks and everything, the subtle little nods, like, oh, that's kind of like the mystery and what mm-hmm. they did. And you love it even more.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And just the dialogue, which I got to say, like, I'm up to the third one, right? Or I'm through the third one. And they've done a really good job throughout the series of just doing the dialogue and just talking about movies and
mm-hmm.
especially like slasher, like horror genre. And Jamie Kennedy's character and just him going through like the tropes of it and the rules of it. I love it. And I was blown away. I finished that first one and it stuck with me. Like, and I mm-hmm. watched it before and I don't think I totally grasped everything as a younger kid watching it until like now, where I'm like, wow. And like now that I've seen more movies and just kind of know more about it, and it blew me away. So,
oh yeah, this film is definitely like a slasher film for movie lovers.
Oh yeah.
Like, and it's so, yeah, it yeah, puts you in it. It's yeah. amazing.
And this is one, like that first one, I feel like I think I need to make that like an annual like watch. Like I really mm-hmm. do. Like I loved it, and it's, you know, it's a good movie when it sticks with you and I keep on thinking about it. So, Scream, highly recommend it. It's on Peacock right now, I believe.
Damn it.
I know.
Why?
I know.
Don't make me spend my money. Come on, Shudder.
It's a better reason than, what is that one movie? The Ripoff.
Bel-Air.
so close.
I like The Ripoff.
Yeah. Well, that's mine.
Cool.
Nice.
Is it worth buying Peacock?
I just said that.
Good.
What image were you looking up right then? Because I recommend paying attention to you.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. You know, what I was looking at was that Peter's going out of order. That's why I was messed up. I'm lost.
Recommendations. We do whatever the fuck we want. Whoever talks
apparently
first.
Apparently you do.
You start talking first, you get to go. So whoever starts talking next, you get to go.
Well, I'm not going to not listen to the words in your mouth.
What about what's on the paper?
Yeah. I recommend Cobra Kai. Because I watched that today. Like the entire season 4.
Now, would you give it a certified fresh in your mind rating? Is that why you're recommending this? Because you just recently saw it?
According to sources, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, sources. Yes. I think it encompasses what Evan wants in Kung Fu. Except for it's very cheesy and not very well produced. So it's a very low budget with teenagers. So it's basically the Bel Air of Karate Kid with Kung Fu, with bad acting, with high school drama, with 80s action stars and Carrie Underwood. And, you know, I guess my biggest thing was I was waiting for that crane moment that was in Karate Kid, and I didn't get that. So they might in season 5. Because they're making a season 5. And I really hope that that's how the entire series ends. I hope Daniel LaRusso, the Karate Kid, encompasses Mr. Miyagi and does the flying crane kick, and then Netflix just bing bongs into space.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
I like this.
Cobra Kai.
Listen, Netflix, you got your season 5.
Nice. Well, I'm actually going to go to 93.
Are you sure?
I am.
Because you're...
Because it's on Wikipedia and I'm reading it.
Pay attention, Evan.
I'm trying. Okay. But I don't know if you guys have ever seen this, but it's a movie called Matinee
mm-hmm.
with John Goodman.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I've seen bits. Like, this is something I used to... Like, it was on TV a lot.
This... Yeah, like, this is something you actually have to watch mm-hmm. and pay attention and not be on your phone, Peter.
It's kind of a... Like, it's kind of like what, like slapstick kind of like
I mean, it's definitely like, I mean, they call it a period comedy film, and it's definitely okay, like,
yeah,
period comedy.
But
so there's a lot of blood.
What? My God. Why are you such a misogynist?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, like, you should really see this because I think it kind of like Scream, it just captures the joy of movies back in the day. Like when you actually enjoyed going to the movie theater and everything. And they actually had stock at that movie theater. So they weren't all out of popcorn.
That's just Peter's movie theater.
I know.
All the other ones are fine.
But no, this is, from what I remember, this is a great movie. And actually, I just thought of this and I'm like, I really need to watch this again.
Matinee. Period.
Period.
Punctuation.
No punctuation. Just watch it.
Let's wrap it up.
All right.
All right.
Let's do it.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Tell your friends. You know, the true friend, yeah, true friends, tell our friends to listen. We got some good shit here, like t-shirts and reviews. Go to our website, bmoviesbeyond.com, to find everything related to us, and we will catch you next time. Pew, pew, out.
Pew, 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 pew out.
Pew, 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 pew.
Be sure to visit bmoviesbeyond.com.